Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting and blessings and the anointing of God rest on you today in a heavy way. In John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, again, the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us about the importance of worship, and not only the importance of worship, but worship creates an intimacy with God. By creating that intimacy with God, it puts you in a position to be in authority, then on to dominion, then on to reigning in life. But if you notice in verse 23 and 24, and what we're going to read at the end, that those verses tell us about worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. In order to do that, it has to derive from John 16, 13, where Jesus declared in his word that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. So it takes a divine combination of the spirit and truth to worship God. It says this is the type of worship the Father seeks. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So also the word of God in your worship, you find out more about God, who he really is, and begin to repeat back to him that you recognize who he is from his word. His word describes who he really is, how he's the majesty, he's the power, he deserved the honor, he deserved the glory. When you get in a worship atmosphere like that, an intimacy, a closeness, a drawing near to God and God drawing near to you, in worship you can see God's face. In worship you can feel God's hand. In worship you can get in God's presence. We have seen that worship enhances your prayer. Worship enhances your faith. So is worshiping God in the spirit, worshiping God in truth according to his word. Notice what Jesus said to this woman at the well in John 4:23. But the hour cometh and now is. I think that hour have arrived. Our greatest asset now is to worship God. And by that being an asset to us, it accesses us into the presence of God. When the true worshiper, whenever you see the scripture saying something, you always can flip-flop and find out there's another side of it. When he said a true worshiper, it indicates that there can be false worshipers, those that are not worshiping properly. But he said the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Now, when he said the Father seeketh such to worship him, it explained to us when we in worship, we're seeking the Father, we're seeking the kingdom, we're seeking his plan, his pleasure, his purpose. We're just there to hear what he had to say to us. And then Jesus said, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If anybody know how to worship the Father, Jesus does. And he's revealing his secret to us about worship. So take time today to lift your heart, lift your hands toward heaven, and just speak some choice word to the Father. Thank him for being bringing forth forgiveness for all your iniquity. Thank him for being your healer. Thank him for crowning your head with loving kindness and tender mercy. Thank him for delivering your life from destruction. Thank him for satisfying your mouth with good things. Thank him for renewing your youth like the eagle. It's worth it to take time out every day and stand before him before you do anything else and acknowledge him and give him the credit in what you do. It will change your life. It will change your family. It will change everything for you. So God bless you today as you take time to worship the Father in spirit and in truth.